You are listening to the Beer House Podcast. I am Dan.
I am Rob.
I am Harmon.
I'm Fernando.
Yes, and we are apparently. All right.
The Beer House Podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So tonight, guys, we, like I said, as usual, we rate beers, we rate snacks. And tonight we've got a lineup of beers. We're going to do four beers because there's four of us.
Perfect.
It's a mixture of beers that we've featured from like breweries that we featured before. But each beer is a different one.
Okay.
One, I think, might be a first for the podcast as well. So we're going to look into that. How you're excited?
I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm glad that we actually have four beers this time. That's okay. Like one beer per person. I love it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Good.
All right. Well, let's get to our first beer. How about that?
Captain Obvious over here.
Yes. This beer here, it's from Town Brewery, based out of Whitby, Ontario.
Sweet.
It's called Old Bag of Bones. It's a dark lager. It is 5% alcohol. And the label on the can, it's pretty much all the can. It's all gray background. It's got a skeleton smoking a cigarette on a rocking chair. It says Old Bag of Bones is in the yellow letters, as well as dark lager and the rest of the writing. It says good work on one side, good times on the other. And the back is a little bit of a description of the beer. According to this, it says this dark lager has... aromas of and flavors of fresh baked bread, roasted chocolate, while being clean and clean and crisp on the palate.
Sounds good.
All right, so let's dig in. But before we do so,
rating
on this, I think it's kind of cool. I say 7.5.
Yes, it's 7.6.
I was gonna give it a 7.5 as well.
All right.
To be honest, I really like the can only because. I aspire to be that bag of bones, smoking a cigarette and like drinking a beer in the next 50 years, you know? That's my future right there. I like
Nine out of 10. This is your future.
Wow. I aspire to be that
bag of bones.
It's kind of dark, but that's
bag
cool.
Bag of bones.
We're all going to get there one day.
Yeah, I guess.
Do. I'm almost there.
Hopefully not. All right. So let's get this guy poured out. So as dark lagers go, they resemble basically a stout, but they are lagers, so they're a little bit more on the... They're not as thick, I guess. And they're going to be a little bit lighter, obviously. Anybody want to guess what it's going to smell like?
Malty.
That's a great guess. Wow. I'm so glad I asked that question.
It's going to smell like...
It's going to smell a little sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably got a little bit of a malty taste to it, but it's going to be kind of, I think you're going to smell a little bit of coffee and most likely a little bit of chocolate as well.
Well, we're going to find out.
See.
All right.
I'm going to take a sniff right now, considering I just poured them all out. Yep. You get the malt with a hint of coffee in there.
Oh, I do smell coffee.
Oh, yeah. You definitely smell it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, not too bad. Smells good.
Oh, yeah. I think this is worthy.
Let's try it. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, boys.
Not too bad at all.
Yeah, really
good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very similar.
I wasn't expecting that.
Light, but good.
Yeah, light, but yeah, it's a good transition. Like if you're gonna go into a stout.
Yes, exactly.
It's very drinkable. I'm enjoying it. It's drinkable.
Yeah, it's very drinkable. It's
easy
light
drinking,
but it's very, very, very a lot of flavor. Tastes kind of like how it smells. Yeah, you get a little bit of that coffee. You get kind of the malt backbone, but very, very tasty. I'm enjoying it.
It's a good beer.
Definitely. I would, I'd give this guy, I'd give it an 8.
7.8.
7.8.
I'd give it an 8.
I would definitely drink this again, and I agree with your guys. 8 it is.
Yeah, it's a good solid 8. It's definitely worth it. So these guys are, again, all the beers actually we're featuring, you can order them online.
Perfect.
So I highly recommend if you are in the area or able to receive these beers, you should take a look at them because they're good. That's pretty much all I can say. All right, let's move on to our first snack.
Let's do it. What do we got?
We're going to go with the snack from the U.S.
The U.S.?
Yep.
The U.S.
Perfect.
These ones are tariff-free, apparently. Okay, so this is Bugles. It's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bugle.
Perfect.
So obviously it's got the Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavoring on top. The packaging looks kind of neat. It's almost like a birthday kind of theme in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, you got the Bugles with the standard font that they use.
Blasted with Cinnadust.
Yes, with the Cinnadust. It says Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is the, like, on the cereal, same colors and same logo. It's got a picture of the Bugles at the bottom. And, yeah, it's pretty much it. It looks like I said, it looks like a party in a bag.
The design's nice.
Yeah, I'd give us an 8 out of 10 for design.
7.5.
Definitely know what you're getting into.
Yeah,
I like it.
7.
7?
Yeah. 7.5.
7.5. All right. We're gonna dig into this guy. If I can open it without destroying the bag, what do you think?
You should be able to.
Yeah, you'll make it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're already there.
Honestly, I couldn't have done it without you. Okay, I'm gonna take 2.
Can you smell the cinnamon just by opening it?
A little, yeah. Yeah, you can.
All right.
Reminds me of the, you know those cinnamon twists at Taco Bell?
Yes.
That's what it smells like.
Ah, okay.
Wow. Literally.
And yo, that's what it kind of tastes like, too.
What are you talking about, bro?
Wow.
That cinnamon's there.
Wow, 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 wow. Wee, wow, wow. This is,
I think it's going to be deadly, guys.
Oh, man. This is bad news bears everywhere.
Tastes just like those cinnamon twists. Really, really good.
It almost looks like the picture. Because sometimes these things don't look like the picture.
Yeah.
This actually looks like the picture, except maybe the picture, they're more roundy. But you're actually getting, you know, what you're purchasing.
9.8.
Just eat it.
9.8?
9.8.
I'm giving this a
9. 9.8. This shit's good.
This is at 9.5 for me, man.
It's a bad
this is really good.
It's a bad news
really
bear kind
good.
Of
oh,
thing.
Oh, man. I'm not going to go for another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, grab a couple more Fernando? And then throw them up so people
who
watching can see what it looks
chips?
Like.
Who knew corn chips and cinnamon would go well together?
Like, literally.
I'm really fantastic. Enjoying this. I could eat this all day. All it needs is, you know, that white dipping sauce?
Oh, the frosting.
Yeah, if it had some frosting.
Oh, my Ooh. God. If it had frosting, it'd be over.
Amazing. Anyways, 8 out of 10 for me. I like it.
Yeah, it's really good. That whole bag will be gone by then this night, guaranteed.
Yep.
Might not be... before this podcast is done, it'll be done.
Yeah, probably, because you second you took a bite, you just gave me that look like
I'm taking
these.
That bag.
Actually, yeah. You know what? I got some special honey to dip later on.
Oh, there you go.
Those okay. chips on.
Even better.
Tip
even
it in some honey. Yeah. There you go.
That's
right.
A great
some
idea.
Mad honey.
Yep.
All right. So
some real mad honey.
Yeah. There you go. This isn't mad honey, but this is our next beer.
Boom! Boom! Boom!
This one is from Fogo Rig Brewing.
Sweet. These guys are good.
Yeah, they are. They're really, really cool. This one's called Sweet Teas. It's a sweet tea sour. 5% alcohol.
Sweet tea.
Sweet teas.
Are you drinking beer or tea?
I don't know, but let's see what it says here.
What is this?
Southern hospitality dictates that sweet tea is served on all days that end in R. Or Y, excuse me. Oh. I can't read.
I'm thinking about
I was thinking,
what ends in R.
I was like, wait a sec, didn't make sense. And it's kind of hard to read, but and fresh fresh lemonade when the sun shines. Combine sweet tea with lemonade, and you'll have a refreshing sweet and color, sour beverage rooted in its tradition and artfully, excuse me, looking forward. Wow, I'm the worst. Okay, so it's a sweet tea sour. Not necessarily an ale, but it's definitely a sour of sorts. Label-wise, it's got, excuse me, a very pale bluish-white background. It says sweet teas in pink with a lemon right in the background there. So you kind of have an idea as to what the flavor is going to be. I give this about a 7, label-wise.
Yes, 7.2 for sure.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7.
Yeah, you know what? It's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing crazy, nothing. But...
By the way, have you been saying sweet tea or sweet teas?
Teas.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Teas. I thought he said tea.
I don't know, sweet teas.
Sweet teas.
Teas.
I may have said it fast.
I'm going to have some tea.
Tea.
I can't teas. Read either, so I don't know. Don't put much faith in what I'm saying right now.
Well, today's
I guess only today. Yeah.
Today's day doesn't end with R, so I don't think we could drink it, guys.
Which day does?
We're wait screwed.
Okay, we'll just add an R. Fried R.
Exactly.
Fried R.
A fried R?
We'll put an R in it.
End it with an R.
Okay, brand. So this color looks...
filtered?
Yeah, well, it's a light, it's a pale yellow, but it's got like a little bit of a haze to it. I can't tell if it's because of the light bouncing off the glass. But
Nah, it looks clear.
It almost looks like a sour, like a sour beer.
Yeah, definitely does. I'm just trying to figure out
maybe tea.
It's a tease.
Yeah, the tease. Oh my god, that smells fantastic. All you smell is lemon. Like fresh lemon, and you can maybe get like a hint of tea.
Holy crap, this is going to be sour.
This is probably like one of the best smelling beers I've smelled in a while.
This wow. Yeah.
If you smell this, you don't exactly even think it's like beer. Like it's literally smells like a sweet tease.
Cheers. Cheers, guys.
With an R.
Cheers, boys.
With an R.
Tastes exactly how it smells.
Yep.
Wow.
5% alcohol. This doesn't taste really it at all. Good. Extremely good. It's more sweet than sour. It's got a little bit of tartness to it, though, but you get like that blast of lemon. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's not overly sweet either. You know, this is perfect. This is a perfect. This is beach.
This is
nice.
This is it's a beach. It's a beach drink for sure. Like you're sitting there and just in the sun, getting burnt like off your ass, and you're just drinking this.
Just pounding back to back sweet teas is
on a day that ends in an R.
Yeah, exactly.
On a fried R.
It all ties in together. It's perfect.
Yes.
Now this is great. I'm giving this a 9.
9.
8.5, amigos.
8.5, all right.
Finny.
Let's grab those bugles out of there. Actually, no, we'll keep them. Sorry, let's get rid of this beer because we're going to go on to our next one.
All righty.
So we're going to have to like inhale this guy.
Yeah, you're inhaling that for sure. Oh, yeah. That's great.
Thank Forgot you. We only have two snacks today, so got to spread it out.
One thing at a time.
There you go. Okay, so this beer.
What do we got?
Is from another brewery that we are familiar with that we really like.
Third Moon.
Okay, that's your guess. Anybody want to guess?
Blood Brothers.
Yes, that was my next guess.
I was going to say Blood Brothers.
Oh, I have a feeling it's the something something place.
Something
the
something. Something.
Okay, just pick it, Dan. Don't worry about it. Something, I don't know, the something something.
Okay, I'm going to ignore that comment. This one is from... This one's called a double IPA we made with All My Friends. It was All My Friends Brewery and Bellwoods collaboration. It was made at Bellwoods and they collaborated. It's a double IPA. It is 8.5%. The label is extremely basic, very plain. It's just got the... It's got like a blue, white, and yellow stripes on the top and on the bottom. And it says a double IPA we made with All My Friends in those colors as well with a white background. Very simple.
That's actually exactly what I meant when I said something place.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. We'll go with that.
That's a nice label.
Yeah. That's not a bad label, though. It's
You can't really read it properly.
Well, you got to... You got to spin it around because it just wraps around the whole label. For those watching, you'll have noticed, obviously, that, you know, we've got something that spins the beers around so you can see all around. For those listening, obviously you can't see it, so you got to take our word for it, but you can always check us out on YouTube and you can take a look in person as well.
That's pretty cool.
Check it out. There you go. This label, I'm going to give a 7.
6.5.
You know what? It's all right. I like the colors, but that's about it. Otherwise...
You like the colors, and that's it.
Wow, yeah, you're on fire today.
I give it a 7.
A 7, okay.
I'll give this a 6.
6, okay. All right.
But you know what? That font is it's really bold. I'm not going to lie.
Pretty bright. For you.
Unfortunately, when you're walking by it, rack of beer, you can't really read the whole name of it or even what anything is. So it's like,
But you know what? It makes you pick it up, though.
If you really want to read it.
It's a very hazy beer. It's a yellow, orange haze there. So it looks like it's going to be really tasty.
Yes, it does. It definitely looks like a double. That's for sure. Look how thick this is. Yeah, some thick beer.
Stone fruit?
Could be a single as well. But
yeah. It's all stone fruit in there.
Yep.
Has to be. Has to be all stone fruit.
Take a sip.
Definitely smells like a double.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, you definitely get the... I get more tropical and grapefruit, but a little bit of stone fruit.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow, that's delicious.
Oh, yeah. That is delicious.
Very, very smooth, but very juicy.
Nice.
Yeah, this is good.
Has a bit of bite, but it just goes away.
But quick. Yeah, it's quick. It doesn't last. And you get that, you know, that juiciness. You get, you know, a little bit of the grapefruit mixed with a little bit of the stone fruit.
The juiciness is there, that's for sure.
It's really good. I
would actually drink these beers in that order that we just drank them. That was a perfect order.
There's one more still to come.
So. Yeah, we still have one more left.
Don't worry about that.
Judge that yet, okay? Relax.
We're not done yet.
Well, we always save usually the heaviest beers for last, so just as a heads up.
Ooh, is that going to be a triple? A quadruple?
We'll see.
It's going to be a beer that's got alcohol in it.
I like it.
Okay.
Mr. Obvious again over
it's
here.
Tough,
now.
Man. I don't know. Yeah, this is really good.
Really good beer.
I think...
I could drink this every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I totally could drink this every day. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd alternate, like, on the beach, I'd have the that sweet tea sour, and then as soon as I leave the beach, I'd have this.
I'd have, like, 10 sweet teas, and then I'll have two of these, because these will definitely mess me up.
Oh, yeah. This one, I mean, 8.5%, it's not exactly, you know, it's not super light either, but it's tasty as hell.
Oh, it is. It is. For me, it's an 8. I like it. It's an 8.
It's an 8, okay.
I'll drink it again.
Wow.
Harmon, what do you think?
I'll give it an 8.5.
It's an 8.5 for an 8.5 beer.
Yep, and that's what I was going to give it as well, an 8.5. Definitely
yes.
a tasty...
It was good.
To quote Samuel Jackson, it's a tasty beverage. I can sip on this all day for sure.
Well, I think he would, you know, use his catchphrase.
Like?
Which is?
Well, we're on YouTube, but could I swear?
You can swear if you want to swear, dude. It's totally up to you, man.
He'll say...
What's that?
He is going to murder those. It's done.
Those snacks are the
best.
Yeah,
take it. Put it away. Put them away.
But yeah,
sorry, you're motioning to me. I'm like, what are you doing?
Put it away.
Yeah, you want me to put them to the side. I thought you like, wanted some. Sorry, Fernando, what were you saying?
Oh, nothing. You guys killed it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got distracted by Rob because he's trying to dip the bag of chips out. And I was like, what are you doing? Okay, no. let's go on to our next snack.
Yes, I'm excited for this snack. What is it?
There we go. That makes sense.
This one is from Indonesia.
No way.
They're called Hello Panda. They are called, they're made by, I guess the brand is Meiji, M-E-I-J-I, I think. Flavors, cookies, and cream. The packaging, it's like a cream background with some blue. It's got the panda logo. It says Hello Panda. Bottom says cookies and cream, and it looks like a cookie with a white filling, but like a chocolate cookie with white filling. Cocoa biscuits, excuse me, with filled flavored cream. Okay,
roll so, today.
Yeah, I'm killing
take
it.
Take it slow, Dan. Oh, take amazing. It slow. Take it slow. Try not to read the fine print now. Really try not
no,
to read
No, just
trying
to read it. It's all in English, so it's freaking me out. I'm like, okay. It's all what in England?
That's what it sounds like you're going to love
this
state.
All right.
But design. Anyway.
Yeah. Design.
Designs are, it's nice.
It's cute. You know, it's a little panda.
Box.
You know, and it's saying hello to you.
Yeah.
7.5.
So give me a hug.
It looks very kiddish.
7.5.
7.5? Yeah, I'd say 7.5 as well.
Yeah.
I give it a 7.
I'm okay with the design. It's cute. It's nice, but... Okay. You know what? It is what it is.
You're okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're okay with it. Honestly,
I think he wants
up.
To give a hug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For score, I'll give it a 7.
7. Okay. 7. Like, honestly, I'm glad he's okay, though, because I don't think I would have been able to sleep tonight.
He's totally okay with it.
No, I wake up and they're like, oh, my God. Oh, he's not okay with it. Okay, I can go back to bed. All right. Let's see if we can open this box up without destroying it, but that's not going to happen.
I would hope you can open it up because then we can't eat it.
I mean, if the panda had a hat on, maybe I'd give it a higher score. But,
really?
Yeah.
Because of the hat?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know.
My God.
Because
what if he gave you a wave? Says,
hi. He's already waving.
Like a top
yeah, he's saying
something.
Hello. Yeah,
both hands.
Yeah. But
what do we got here,
I mean,
Dan?
He just needs a hat.
Or how about a hug?
You know, there's a reason why
small.
Winnie the Pooh has a vest on, you know? Yes, you gotta, you know, put some clothes on.
Okay, so they look like little panda faces of sorts, or panda heads. They're small, and yeah.
This is deadly.
Looks like a chocolate cookie. Let's see.
I'm gonna eat one. Here you go.
Thank you.
Not bad. Not sure if it's cookies and cream.
I'm not gonna lie, this looks like little doggy treats.
It's really cool. They're nice.
Yeah, it's not too bad. But again, I'm not sure if I would say cookies and cream per se. I would. It's just like chocolate with a vanilla filling.
I like how the filling is more creamy than hard. Cause sometimes you get these cookies and the filling's a little hard.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And it's like it is creamy.
Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty good. Tasty.
It's not bad. I mean, it's in between.
Yeah,
I know exactly. It's not like
it's not my favorite thing.
It's not blowing me away, but it's not terrible either.
It's a 7 on my end.
That's what I was gonna give too.
I mean, if you 7. Like sugar, you'll like it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7 as well.
Fernando likes sugar, so he likes it. And what's your score?
For me, it's a 7.
It's a 7 as well.
Okay.
Quadruple sevens.
Well, someone's got to have to play the lottery tonight. Jackpot. What's up?
All right, it is quadruple sevens. Mm-hmm. Good job, guys.
Yeah. Seriously, he's on fire.
He's on fire.
He's killing it, man.
He's beating me. My ability to not speak or read.
I got to balance things out. Otherwise, you know.
It gets too serious.
What happens?
Yeah.
Understandable. Serious. Understandable.
100%.
He breaks the ice. Like,
he definitely does.
We got this, guys.
Always.
I'm glad that we got it, Fernando.
Hit it up, Dan.
Nobody else.
I'm going to. What's up?
Nobody else got it better than us.
Nobody.
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 Oh, yeah. That's good old fashioned Mel Lastman. I love that guy.
Actually, that's Bad Boy.
Yeah, Mel Lastman from Bad Boy.
But the.
Everyone's cracking everybody in shit right now. Let's just get on to the beer, please.
You're just saying that. I had to say that.
People are going
to
be wondering.
I think it's a full moon today.
What happened to these
guys? Not to worry about it.
Yeah, I think it's full moon today. All right. Let's get to our beer.
It's actually eclipse outside right now.
Is it?
No.
Okay, well, I would have believed you. Okay, so this one is from Third Moon.
Yes.
Based out of Milton, Ontario.
The best for last.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
It is called De Musketeers. So, two musketeers.
I already love the label.
The label, yeah, it's got two skeletons with swords.
Oversized heads,
yeah, and they're kind of opposite to each other, like they're on their sides slash backs or to each other. It's an Imperial Stout with three musketeers bars and cocoa nibs.
Damn.
Anybody want to guess on the alcohol content?
11.9.
11.
Can't go higher than 12.
Fernando's on fire, man. 11.9.
Nice.
I'm so proud of you, buddy.
Top of the line, bro.
You got the good stuff.
The label's kind of cool. It doesn't wrap all the way around, but it's still pretty neat. I would say
11.9, you said?
Yeah, he said 11.9.
It's 11.5.
11.9.
It says 11.5 right there.
Oh, my bad. It's 11.5. I thought that was a 9.
What's going on, guys?
I can't read.
No, he just wanted to get credit to him.
Gotta call it out.
Uh-oh. See how it is.
Gotta call that shit out.
Danny, I think you need glasses.
Yeah.
Apparently. All right.
We throw in the card and recheck it.
So this one, it's the skeletons are gold, by the way. The background is red. Pretty neat label. It doesn't wrap around the whole can itself, but still pretty neat label nonetheless. I'm going to give this a 9.
You know what? It looks classy. But go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, it's an 8.5.
8.5? All right.
It's okay, but I'll go next.
Sorry, what's your score, you know though? About the other person. So, I'll let you go next.
Yeah, I'll go next. So it's 9.
9, okay.
I like it. It's classy. It's black, red. I mean, if that can doesn't make your day, then you should not buy the beer. But
you should just go home.
No, but honestly,
this is Fernando making it up as he goes along.
It's a classy can. I like it.
So the rating is?
I like it when it's shiny and
I'm going to the history first.
I love it. But anyways,
9.5. Okay.
9.5.
I honestly thought he was going to talk a little longer. Okay.
About the shininess.
Well, like the history of the can, you know. Well, did you know aluminum back in 1474?
What happened then?
All right. Yeah. We're going to, I don't know.
I want to know now.
I want to know.
Fernando's got to tell you. Okay, so this is pretty thick. It's pouring out jet black, which is
what we like to see.
Typical of an Imperial Stout that's got some flavor in it.
That's a very thick beer.
That's it.
It's everything that we like to see.
So,
right to the end, we're going to get this stuff.
Yeah, 11.5s across
the 11.5s.
Not 9, 11.5.
11.5, yes.
Yeah, 11.5.
Whoever said 9, geez, I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
I don't know either.
I don't know either, Danny.
Okay. Let's take a sniff. Oh, wow.
It's the best. It almost
went. Smells like a nice sweet stout. I definitely got chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah, that's chocolate, man.
Yep, chocolates.
Like, that's pretty much the bulk of what I'm smelling.
Damn, I don't want to drink this.
Well, we're going to try. Cheers, guys.
Cheers,
oh, man.
Cheers. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
I haven't even taken a sip yet because I'm just enjoying the smell. I could smell this all day, every day.
Oh, you get that like beautiful chocolate aftertaste. It kind of hits you and it dies out right near the end, but it's still sweet.
It's like,
but not overly sweet.
No.
Bang!
Yeah.
It's like a liquid chocolate bar.
Literally.
But then it goes away, which is great because it doesn't stick in your mouth, doesn't linger in there. It's not over.
And if you want more, there you go, right?
Oh, wow, this is in trouble then.
This is really good.
Three Musketeers.
It's perfect. It's deadly. I like it.
This is nice.
It's literally a liquid chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
Third Moon, man. Never
disappoint. Well done. Never disappoint, correct?
No.
It almost reminds me. You guys had those chocolates with alcohol inside?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, yes.
Yeah, it almost has. It reminds me of that.
Almost. Because you almost like you taste the alcohol, but it's just subtly in the background, but then it dies out so quick.
But
you
this
don't
is much,
realize it.
But this is much nicer, though.
Oh, yeah. This is way better.
But it reminds me of that when I was a kid. That's how I used to get alcohol.
This is nice. This is really nice.
Definitely better. this is a 9.5 for me.
Yeah. Let's do a 9.6.
I give this a 9.8.
It's a slow sipper, but damn, is it good.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's good.
I'm in love with this.
Fernando?
He's thinking.
You know what?
Oh, it's, of course.
Guys, I think I really love this beer.
Okay, so what is it?
So this is like...
You're gonna
it's that number.
When are you proposing?
Out of all the stouts I've had in a while, I think it's perfect. It doesn't over-linger. It's not too sweet. Remember once we had like a...
Do you want to take it to like Hawaii and propose on the beach? Or
I think I would, you know? I mean...
So what's your rating?
Oh, 10 out of 10. I like this beer.
10 out of 10.
Wow. 100%.
This is actually really good.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really tasty. Okay. It's hands down.
10 out of 10, guys.
It's layered.
Pastry stouts are awesome. Our last episode, we had a Kit Kat pastry stout, which was really good. But this one, wow.
This is over the top.
Yeah.
This is, I think, just the boldness of the chocolate.
What?
Yeah.
And then it just dies
out.
Hold on.
You guys had a Kit Kat beer?
Yep.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Damn.
Roller.
Yeah, Roller from Counterpart. We still have two more that we're going to feature, but they just came out with a couple other ones that we might want to pick up, which I will not say. I will tell you after, though.
Yes.
And you guys didn't call me. I'm hurt.
Oh.
I think they did.
Actually, I think we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
But unfortunately, that didn't work out that day.
Yeah. It's all good.
So.
Nonetheless, fantastic beers all around. All four of them have been solid.
We hope you guys like our choices in beers.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, at least some of them.
Hopefully it's...
And the snacks.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, for those that are, you know, figure just, you know, regular beers, regular lagers, that's all you drink, and you're just not sure. Hopefully this kind of opens up your eyes and, oh, shit, okay, there's more different types of beer out there, right?
A bit of variety. I mean,
these are kind of the, you know, some people would say the insane ones because they're, you know, made with, like, things you wouldn't think of, but when they turn out like this...
Yeah, you can't go
wrong. Why, you know, why exactly?
Can't go wrong, especially if you're going to these types of breweries.
Just so good. Just amazing. These guys are always solid. All four were solid. Town Brewery, Rob, I don't know if you remember the one we did, I think, a couple of their IPAs, and they were fantastic.
Yes, we did.
Fogo Rig, we've done. Solid.
And these guys come up with all kinds of stuff, too.
Yeah, and then Bellwoods, like, you know, they have,
Bellwoods,
like, beer after beer after beer.
Well, correct.
And then these guys, like, yeah, I'm impressed, and the snacks have been pretty good too, so can't complain.
Yeah, the top five is becoming like increasingly bigger and bigger and bigger just because these guys keep coming up with quality beer.
Yep.
And variety of beers, which is fantastic.
You can't ask for anything more.
Yeah.
We're living in the best time for a beer drinker. It hasn't been a better time than today. I mean, 10 years ago, you couldn't find this.
No, today you could. Now you can find it everywhere. Well, not everywhere, but a lot easier to find.
We're spoiled, guys. This is the best time to live in.
Yeah, we definitely are. But nonetheless. I want to thank you guys again for listening, as usual. You keep listening. We'll do our best to bring some good beers and try them out and let you know what we think. Like and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube, follow us, Spotify, Apple Music, you name the platform, we're most likely on it. So again, thank you very much. Want to wish you guys good night, good day. Again, whatever time it is and that you're listening to this. If you're on your way to work, I'd say happy drinking, but you'll have to do that after work. Nonetheless, make sure drink's in your hand after listening to this at some point in the day.
Cowabunga.
Have a great one, guys.
Peace.